All right, welcome to Lecture 4. In this American history program for the elementary class with history at our house, we are continuing with our theme for the beginning of the year, which is the world that we live in. We live in our houses, in a sense. We live in our homes. We live in our cities. We live in our countries. But there is something special and important about the world that we live in. And we are going to focus on that very, very much today. There's something about the way that we live in modern times, which is very important to understand and is a very big deal for America and for American history. So I want to start off by thanking you very much for submitting your maps of your personal connections to the rest of the world. I suppose I could share just a few of these and take a look at some of them, just because I wanted to acknowledge your efforts. And so I'm not sure if all of these are students from this particular class, right? But here is one of our maps of connections. And so Abby has boots from Mexico, and she has a camera from Japan, and she has a skateboard from Australia. Okay, cool, right? And Patrick has his map here, and so on, right? A lot of other connections are there as well. And Patrick has his map here, and his favorite type of toy is Lego. And so Patrick found out that Lego is made in Denmark, and he put that as one of his connections in his life. He has family in Brazil. And so students out there produced a whole bunch of different maps. Oh, here's Nemo's map. Everybody made some really cool ones. Thank you, Nemo. I really like the way you did it. You managed to make your lines and also fill in all the colors. And so you have family from the Netherlands, and you like your espresso roasted coffee beans from Italy in your family. So that's nice. Italian coffee is good. And so Nemo dreams of going to Brazil. Okay, good choice. Brazil is an amazing place. So I hope you get a chance to go there someday, right? So there's different connections in your lives. So that's part of what we are trying to understand more of in this first part of the course, which is the world that we live in. And today's key word relating to this idea is a word that you might have heard, you might not have heard, but I want you to pay close attention to it. It's a little bit of a complicated word, and I'm going to chat it to you guys. And that is the word, this is a word that describes the world that we live in. So, take a look at this word. It's in the chat box, everybody. And the lives that we lead in this world of ours. And your maps are a little bit of a reflection of this particular word. The word is interconnected. Interconnected. Okay. Now, what I want you to focus on about this word, first off, is that it has two parts. The first part is called the prefix, the beginning of the word, and that is inter. And then after inter, there's a second part to the word, connected. All right, who here can give me a definition of, or maybe some words that mean the same thing as connected? What does the word connected means? Help me with that one, first of all, as we explore this idea. Okay? Hands up, anybody who has a good synonym for the word connected. Dana, did you want to try to answer? Oh, no, Dana's having technical difficulties today. Okay, and the hands are going up and making noises, and I was promised that wouldn't happen. I'm going to try to take that away now and see what happens. I mean, I like it when you raise your hands, but I don't like there's this funny beeping noise. Okay, Abby, what does the word connected mean?
I think a synonym of the word connected is a relation is relationship, because connected is kind of a relationship with something or someone, or a communication with something.
Okay, so let me just be a little precise about this. A connection, a good synonym for the word connection would be relationship. Okay, that's a kind of connection. Connected, we would want to find the synonym, would also be an adjective, so it would be related. Can anybody think of another one? Right? A relationship is a kind of connection. If you are your mother's daughter, right? That is a connection to her, a relationship. Okay? What's another word for connected? What happens when you get two pieces of Lego, Patrick, and they are connected? What would be another word for that? What would you say?
To me, I would say the pieces are together.
Okay, right? But what would be the action of putting them together? You are connecting them. You are... what are
building?
Constructing a connection, that's true. Anybody else? What are other words for connecting something or for being connected? Sigourney?
Joining,
good. Joining pieces together, linking pieces together. Okay, right. So to be connected means there's a link between the things. They are touching, they are somehow related. All right, so the word connected means involving a link between things. Okay, now here's something interesting. What about inter at the beginning of a word? What about inter at the beginning of a word? What does inter mean? Can anybody think of other words that begin with inter? Yes, Patrick.
I don't know what it means, but I think that this word is international.
International is a great example. What does international mean? It involves inter and then the word national. It means between countries. So if you take an international flight, what are you doing? You are flying from one country to another country. That's international. Dana, go ahead.
Interdict.
Oh my goodness, what does interdict mean? That is indeed a good word, but that is a tricky one. And so you're right that is a word. So how about another one that's very similar to interdict would be to interfere. Oh, there's another one. Interfere, interdict. That means to put yourself between others. Between the thing they are doing and what they and themselves, or between two people, right? To intervene. Oh, lots of words with inter. Abby, more with inter?
Interrupt and intermediate.
Ooh, nice. Interrupt means somebody speaking, and then you insert your words in between their words. Okay, excellent inter words. So here's what inter means. Inter means between. To interrupt, that was a great example, Abby, means to put your words in between somebody else's words. Between. International, between countries. Now here's something strange. Connected means involving a link between things. And then inter means between. So, isn't that funny? This word involves between twice. Connected already means that there's a link between things. And then interconnected means between. So if you put that together, interconnected means between. It means involving lots of betweenness. That's the joke that I like to say. Involving lots of things in between. Nemo.
Intersection.
Okay, good word. Two roads, right, that intersect. Okay. So now, involving a connection between two roads. That's an in-between. All right? But follow this one, Nemo, right? Interconnected. Connected means something between people or between things. And inter means between also. So the word interconnected has the idea of between in it twice. So I like to say interconnected means involving extra betweenness. Involving a lot of connections between things. Not just one. Not just one. So if you had just one connection, then you're not interconnected. Okay? You're just connected. Now, you could have one really super strong connection, but you're still not interconnected. It might be a super connection. So you might be super connected, but you're not interconnected. Inter means that there's lots of connections. There are many of them and they are of different kinds. So going back to the map that we created, that all of us worked on creating, what were the three different kinds of connections that we had in our maps of the world? Let's see what this student had there. Father. Okay, father, what kind of connection is that? What kind of connection to the rest of the world are we talking about here?
A father is?
What? Sigourney?
Family.
Family connections, okay. Somebody then wrote, my sea salt was made in Brazil. My jacket was made in Mexico. My guinea fowl was hand-carved in South Africa. Wow, cool, okay. My eraser was made in Germany. What kinds of connections are those? Things that are in your house, how did they get there? What kind of connection is that? What would we call that, Abby?
International connections?
Yes, but these are all international connections. But how did you get those things? What's that called when one person makes something and another person pays them to have it? When people buy and sell stuff, what's the word for that kind of connection between them? Sigourney?
Goods and services.
Yeah, that's true, but there's one word for the connection between people. The word is trade, or commerce maybe, but trade is usually the way that people think of it. So, because you're trading your money for other people's goods. Okay, so trade is a kind of connection. If you buy sea salt from Brazil, then you are trading with people who made the sea salt in Brazil. That's trade. So you have family connections. Patrick has a family connection in Brazil. His grandfather lives there. And he has a trade connection to Denmark because he bought Lego from Denmark. Okay. And there was one other connection. There was one other kind of connection that we had in our maps. Let's see. I'm not sure if it's on this one. Well, Sigourney said this. She said, because she's from Canada, and she said, I visited California, Texas, and Michigan. So I visited the United States. What's that connection? What's that relationship to visit a place? What kind of word would we use to link, to say the link that we had? Yes, Patrick?
I think it's, well, I'm not really sure.
Well, try to think it through before you raise your hand. If you have an answer, then give your answer. Okay? So first, think it through. Jeremy?
Interlinked?
No, just this particular connection. We're not talking about the many different kinds. Nemo?
Travel.
Travel is a connection. There we go. Okay, three different kinds of connections on our maps. We have family, we have trade, and we have travel. We are starting to understand what it means for the world to be interconnected. It means that there are many different kinds of connection. Now, these connections also happen to be super strong, and there are many of them. Jeremy, did you want to add to that or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Put your hand down. Right. All right. So I wanted to show you guys a really cool map on the internet. So let me bring that up. Let me show you a map on the internet that shows us how connected we all are. This is a map. Now, this one is going to actually move on your screen. It's going to be animated, and you're going to be able to see stuff moving. Okay? And what this map is going to show us is all of the airplanes in the world moving over 24 hours. It's called a day in the life of air traffic. All of the airplanes in the world moving in the different parts of the world, connecting everybody in the world to everybody else. Here we go. This is going to be pretty cool. Hopefully you'll be able to see maybe not all of the animation, but kind of every half a second or something. It might not be perfectly smooth, but because sharing video is difficult. But there's a link on the class webpage to this cool map. So watch as every airplane in the world is one yellow bit, and it's going to start moving. And I want to show you something else about this map as you're watching it. What is this? Why is some of it dark and some of it light? As you're getting ready to watch this animation, I want you to understand. What's the dark and the light, Patrick?
I think that it's the moon and on the other side the sun.
Well, no, the moon and the sun don't move in opposites, right? But the sun creates the day, and when the earth turns away from the sun, you have the night. Okay, so this is going to be 24 hours. The bright part is going to be where the day is. So this is the morning arriving right here, this line. And this is, this is the morning arriving right here. And this is the nighttime arriving. Okay, watch as this map animates. And the world, in the morning, when there's a lot of light, you'll notice a lot of planes. And at night, you'll notice less planes. And especially look over here in Europe. Watch this. Here are the planes of the world moving everywhere, connecting all the different parts of the world. Look at all those planes going from America to Europe and from Europe to America. And now look at as Europe wakes up in the morning. Oh my gosh, everybody in Europe starts getting onto planes and flying to different parts of Europe. And the nighttime arrives in Asia, and people there start to go to bed. And the morning arrives in America, and people start to get on planes. And planes leave from Europe, and they go to America. And the planes start to take off, and there's a wild amount of activity in America. Look at all those planes flying all over America. And planes are going from Europe to America. Planes everywhere in the world, all moving around, all at the same time. 24 hours packed into 1 minute of action. Oh, somebody's unmuted. Watch out, guys. Okay, so there you have it. 24 hours of world air travel packed into 1 minute. You guys can go to YouTube and you guys can watch this as often as you like. As part of the, whenever you're watching the recordings or whatever here. So let me just help participants here because some are, Dana's unmuted by accident and I can't have people unmuted during the class. So I know you're having problems, Dana. I'm sorry. But try to send me a chat if you want my attention, right? Okay, so we're all connected. Airplanes are connecting us all the time through travel. How else are we connected? What are the other kinds of connections between us? Got travel, and there's so much of it. What is this thing called the internet? What is this thing that connects us? We have telephones, we have the internet, we have television. What is all that called when we put those things together? When people are sharing or connecting to one another through the ideas that they are sharing, what's that called? Another kind of connection between us. Nemo, go ahead.
Communication.
Communication is another form of connection between people. Right. All right. So on that note, and now we're going to start to get more into history. Communication, indeed. So, Henry Wyatt, put your hand down for the time being. So, communication. How do we communicate with each other? We use language. And what language is it that we are all currently using? That's called a rhetorical question, right? A rhetorical question is one where I ask, but I don't really expect you to answer. I'll just tell you because it's too easy, right? We're all here speaking English. Okay. So now here we're getting into a history question. Is English from America? Why do people in the United States of America speak English? Was it invented here in America, this language, English? Did it start here?
I don't think so.
No, it didn't, because English is an adjective that means something from a certain place. Henry, Wyatt?
This is Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And this is from England.
English is from England, indeed. Okay, so then, wait a minute. I wasn't born in England. Raise your hand. Put your hand down, everybody. Raise your hand if you were born in England. Nemo, you weren't there. Okay. Okay, raise your hand if your mom or dad was born in England. I have one person in the entire class. Okay. So Nemo is saying, well, okay, it's not so simple. We speak English in America because of something. And he knows a word, which is a really cool word, that he said America was colonized by England. Oh boy, we're going to have to learn what that means over the course of American history. Absolutely. But I want to show you something, again, about the world, by bringing you to yet another map of the world. I want to show you the places in the world where people speak English as a main language in the world. Here we go. These are the places in the world, in red, where people speak English as an official language, as they call it. That means that if you go to a government office, people will speak English to you. Most of the people in the country will understand English. Now, which one of these is England? For those of you who are not familiar, you've got to get your European geography knowledge for history, that's for sure. England is the one here in the center of this yellow square. Okay? So this tiny country here in the center, it's got England and Scotland, and there's, right, some of you know that this is not just called England. It's called the United Kingdom of Great Britain. Right? This is where English comes from. Okay, so now how come it's spoken over here? Whoops, I don't want to really use a square, but I'm going to have to. Okay, over here, all these countries over here. In India as well. How come English is spoken in all of these places? This is something that's important about the world that we live in. How did English go from England to all of those other places? Jeremy?
I just wanted to let you know that England also has another name, and it's called Great Britain.
Yes, indeed. United Kingdom of Great Britain is the whole long version of everything that those islands are connected to England. Yes, you're right. So that's good that you know that. Okay, but now my question is, how did English become a language that people speak in all of these different places? Abby?
Because in Great Britain or Europe owned or Britain or... owned those countries?
No, owned is not the right word, but that's an interesting word to think about, and we'll get to it. So we know we need a little bit more clarity. Rosetta?
They colonized
conquered those countries.
Okay, sometimes conquered, yes, indeed, or did other things. So yeah, the people. Let's be kind of look at it in the simplest way. People from England went to those countries, and they did a variety of things, resulting in English being spoken there. Many of them moved to those countries. And many of them did what is called conquering, that's true. Many of those people did something called colonizing, which is something else, and we're going to learn about. All right, so yeah, people from England spread out. So basically, if we were to kind of draw some arrows on this map a little bit, the important thing about this map is, let me see, can I do arrows? Oh yeah, single arrow head with red. Let's see what happens. Okay, I'm going to try to do this. And then annotation doesn't work very well, but here we go. The people from England went, there we go, right, to all these places. This is what happened. The English language spread because the people of England went to these places. And yes, in many cases, they fought with the people who were there and basically forced them to learn English. So yeah, they weren't always very nice. And we're going to learn about how important that is, that the language is spread, but the connections that were made, and this is very important for us to all know about the world that we live in, the connections that were made were not all nice connections. Sometimes people are nice to each other, and sometimes they're not. And sometimes the actions that people took in history are nice, and sometimes they are not. So this act of colonizing these different parts of the world were in some ways and in some cases nice, and in some cases not. And so if people are nice to each other, well, they end up having good relationships. If they're not nice to each other, evidently they're not going to be good friends. So the world that we live in is a strange place that became very connected. And well, not all those connections are happy ones. That most certainly we are going to have to deal with. Questions or comments? Jeremy, go ahead.
I forgot to roll.
Okay. Abby, go ahead.
I don't know.
Okay, all right, we'll get the hang of this. You got to put your hand down there now, Jeremy. You got to use that hand raise and hand, same button to put it down. All right, now let me show you that England was not the only country from Europe to do this. So, get ready here. France also did this. Everything in red is places where people speak English, mainly. Everything in blue is where people speak French. Now, this is France. This is where French comes from. And this is where they mainly speak it. There's also part of Canada up here, but anyway. But yeah, French is spoken in all these places. Now, get ready. What about English, French, and Spanish? So English is spoken in the red, blue is French, orange is Spanish, and Patrick knows another one. What is spoken in the countries in green, Patrick?
Portuguese,
which does not come from Brazil or Angola or Mozambique, which are these countries in Africa, but it comes from this tiny little country here, Portugal. Uh-huh. So look at this now. Now, if we go to the final map, all of the countries in the world where people mostly speak a European language. Why did it not come up on my screen? Let's try again. All, please. There we go. Okay. So, look at this map of the world. This map of the world you have on your, you know what? I think I can even open up file recent. There's one with a labeling on it. Let me see if I can bring up the one with the labels. There it is. All European labeled. Okay, this one is on your class webpage. All right? Now, everything that's red, blue, orange, green, or dark gray is a place in the world where people mostly speak European languages. Oh, and Dana thinks that maybe I'm missing some of them. Because in other places, yeah, I think that some of these maps are maybe not, this map is not quite complete. Because there's other places where they speak French too. I noticed that. And maybe other places where they speak English too, officially. So it might not be 100% right. There might be a little bit more to it. But it's a pretty good representation. So my question for you is, wow, how come it's European languages that are spoken all over the world? Who did this act of connecting up the world? Of connecting the different parts of the world to each other. That the world that we live in is a world where everybody's connected. Where we fly on planes from country to country. Where we trade goods from country to country. And where people in many different countries speak all kinds of different languages. Most of them from Europe. Why is that? Nemo.
Well, they learned how to navigate all over the world.
Who did?
The Europeans.
This world that we live in that is interconnected was connected, all of its parts connected to one another by a certain group of people. Not any other group. There's no choice about this. This is what happened in history. The people who made the connections, the people who discovered America and connected America to the rest of the world were from Europe. So, if we are going to try to understand American history and the way that America is in the world today, there's something that we need to do first. We need to study the people who made it so. We need to study a little bit of the background story of how all of this happened and who did it. And the answer to that question is the people of Europe. The people of these four countries mainly are responsible for connecting the rest of the world to every person in the whole world to everybody else. Portugal started it, Spain continued, and after that, France and England were the main countries to connect up everybody. So, who are these people? Why did they do that? Nobody else was going to do that. They're the only ones who could. So, we need to find out, why did they do that? And then, how did they act? What things were good about how our world was made? What things are wonderful, like the technology that we have? But also, what are the problems? What are the challenges? Why doesn't it always work nicely? Why do people have wars between countries and so on? All of that is related to how the world was connected up by the Europeans. That is a really important story. So tomorrow, that is what we start to do for history, is we are going to look at the European background of American history. We need to be clear on what Europe was like before the Europeans discovered America and how America became what it is because of them. That is going to be the first theme. Okay? Well, that's it. We are at the close of today's class. Anybody have any last questions or comments for today?
Bye!
All right then, bye it is! Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Can I-